Well, just kidding.
It's hard to wake up.
I forgot the chorus, but
it's okay. You guys really got the lyrics? It's all right.
You guys are the worst. It's all right to tell me what you think about me. I don't try to argue or hold it against you. I know that you're leaving. I must have a reason. The season is falling. Your pictures are falling down.
What song is this?
Damn it.
There you go.
I don't even think we need an intro. That was the intro right there. How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode.
We're getting copyrighted.
We do not own the rights to that music.
Lewis is getting...
We do own the rights to that angelic voice. that beautiful songstress.
This is a monotone. It's all right.
Yeah, the voice of an angel.
Lewis is getting more wild than every time I intro. I
know. You didn't even do like the air horn sounds. You just screamed. He's like,
Welcome everyone to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape.
What it do?
What's good?
I am Danko, joined with Lorenzo.
I want more candy.
And Lewis.
Sure.
Yep. Well, if you heard that awesome intro by our
beautiful songstress,
by our terrible, and then Lorenzo's really good.
First of all, speak for yourself, buddy.
That you guys
speak for yourself,
like
buddy.
Straight ogres.
This is gonna be another. Our second episode of B-Side.
What?
Thinking about doing
Not
it.
Like that. I was thinking about skateboards like Plan B. Like, not... whoops.
Why did you just...
Edit that out. Right.
Why did you just make your hair super emo?
Oh, I'm sorry. I listened to Blink-182 and I was like, I gotta get in the mood. But, we're doing Blink-182.
Blink-182!
As our B-side for this episode. A very, very, very popular pop-punk band.
They're like the pop-punk band.
The pop-punk that has been in the spotlight for a very long time, and in my opinion, has fallen from grace recently. But just with this last album. The album before that was actually really good.
Yeah.
But Blink-182, still a fantastic band. They have a pretty good discography in their midst. And so let's just go through it. As a disclaimer, we should start with where we start, like how we started with Blink-182. Because I know for sure that I didn't start with...
Dude Ranch and Cheshire Cat.
Yeah, I started with Enema of the State.
Me too. What's my age again?
That's
on Enema of the State. That was like their huge...
Wasn't Damn It on like Dude Ranch though?
Yeah, but yeah, that's...
And
like,
then they redid it.
So everybody from like our era definitely started with Enema of the State and then went back to Dude Ranch.
Oh yeah, see Carousel and Eminem. I don't know how you say that one. M plus M's or is it M&M's?
Yeah. I think it's just M&M's.
Eminem. Those were like the big songs on this album, on Cheshire Cat. Mm-hmm. And then I think Carousel's they redid them. Yeah.
So the first kind of breakthrough debut album for Blink-182 was Cheshire Cat.
I was two.
What year did it come out?
94. The golden era.
February, so I was 3 years old.
Deemed punk rock.
3 3/4.
It does have kind of some songs that we've heard in the future, right? You said.
Yeah.
Such as Carousel.
M&M's.
And
did they redo Peggy Sue?
No, I don't think they did.
Mm-hmm.
I need to scoot closer. I can't see.
I just don't like how it sounded.
Mm-hmm. You said it sounded weird.
Yeah, it was like
odd.
But I guess given the times, like that's what they had to record with. But mm-hmm. it sounds like they just recorded in a garage.
Oh, 100%.
Like the
yeah.
quality was kind of like
yeah.
boo boo doo doo. But
and I think most like punk rock at that time.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Most
boo boo doo doo.
Oh, but it didn't sound like you said it. It sounded like, you know, it sounded like boo doo
doo. And I think Blink-182 really wanted to do like what most punk bands were doing back in that day, especially hardcore punk around this time. They were doing it in basements and they were doing it in garages. So they probably wanted to get kind of that same feel.
Yeah.
Is which where we get Cheshire Cat.
But the only important songs is Carousel and Eminem.
100%.
Because then we head on to Dude Ranch where everything starts to get better because... is it not on this album?
What are you looking for?
Man Overboard?
Nope.
No. Wait, is Man Overboard Josie's just a single?
Josie's on this, though.
Josie's on this?
Josie's
they
on
they
this
redid
jo- They redid Josie. Yeah.
On Take Off Your Pants and Jackets. But wait.
Was it? I think they... Was it on that? I think it was on Enema of the State.
Maybe you're right.
Look at us nerding it up. Maybe nope. I'm wrong. Yeah. Okay, well.
We'll probably run into it.
And then I think, I think. Oh, my God.
So Blink-182 goes into Dude Ranch, which is came out 3 years later. Wow, that was a big jump.
I was five.
Yeah, 3 years later. So it came out 3 years later. They're moving away from that punk rock kind of feel with Cheshire Cat, and they're going into... Now, how we know them today as with pop punk.
Yeah.
Which they're is like forefathers of pop punk, to be honest.
100%. Because they definitely, because you said that they remade songs, they probably remade it into the version of what they're known for today with pop punk.
Damn it. Damn it, Sylvia.
Damn it, Josie. Are important.
Emo. Didn't they redo that one?
No, I don't think they did redo Emo.
Wow, Emo so early in the stage, in the 90s. I do like the album cover, though. It's really funny. I think I enjoy it a lot. But, of course, when I got introduced, or when most people got introduced to Blink-182, was Enema of the State.
Yo. Probably
their second most popular album, mainly because this is the album that took it for most people. Was Blink their self-titled album?
For me, that's this one.
Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Yeah, what? That's my favorite Blink album.
Oh, off tops, that's my favorite Blink.
And then Blink 182.
This one was a little more experimental because of Feeling It.
Yeah,
that was Feeling It was it was a tight song, but it was like right yeah,
I'm feeling it.
Yeah, the one with the jail scene, and everybody looked like the girls from Tattoo.
So,
Dump Weed is like such a tight way to. The way they intro this album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That song is super tight.
Oh, Adam's song's on here. All the Small Things.
Yeah.
I forgot about What's My Age Again.
Which I think this is their breakout album for putting themselves into the mainstream. Yeah.
This is like separated them from everybody else.
Especially with All the Small Things being on here, which is a song that
sing it.
Everyone knows.
In the voice.
Hold on.
Here's our songstress. Back for round two.
Please woo me, songstress.
I hate you guys.
All the small things, true care, truth brings. I'll take one wish. Just one.
What the hell?
Just ad lib, bro. I'm giving you libbies, bro.
Just
giving you ad libbies, bro.
Does work suck?
I know.
Work sucks. I know. It's a fun song.
I think this album was tight because they were doing cool. They're what is it?
This guy reviewed appallingly bad.
Shut up.
Yeah, weirdo.
Born like yesterday. He had to be born like yesterday.
Why does he have a check mark?
Because he donated to the website.
Oh, ew. I thought it was like official. I was like, you're official and you think Blink-182 is bad?
Yeah.
No. this album was hype.
Say it ain't so. I will not go. Turn it.
That's not this album.
Because they did like, they already like established their music and then they were having fun.
Yeah. They definitely were. They're probably riding that high.
Yeah.
With being one of the staples of pop punk.
When did this come out? 1999?
And then we move on to
the GOAT.
Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, 2001.
Yay. Wait, there's no way. Hold on.
With songs like First Date.
Bro, this is like the one. Even Anthem Part 2.
Every
like,
time I look for you. Hard.
This is so.
First Date, The Rock Show, Stay Together for the Kids, this Roller right Coaster, here. Reckless Abandon. Yeah. Bro, this whole thing is a bop, bro.
I love Anthem Part 2. I think Anthem Part 2 is.
Travis super, went off, bro.
It's so Travis, super underrated. Travis that, went. The crazy. Song is so tight.
Shout out to Travis Barkley.
Barker.
Travis Barkley. Barkman.
Barker.
The Barkster.
Nobody calls him that.
Shout out to Travis Barkley.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
By the way, his daughter freaking goes ham on those drums.
She better.
Can play the drums too?
Yeah.
Well, she. Or she sorry.
Whoa.
Kids are listening to this.
It was a metaphor.
It was a metaphor.
What's it called? She better. But wait. What was I? Oh, I have a story. When this album came out, me and my friend Devin Hackley, who I highly doubt to listen to this, but we're really cool. Devin, if you do listen to this, that'd be tight. We got this album and we made a bet to who can memorize all the lyrics of all the songs. Just interrupt me.
Sorry.
All the lyrics of all the songs, and I remember beating him.
Nice.
But this was so the song or this album was so fun to listen to.
Bro, they came out the gate with the double entendre in the title, bro. They were killing it.
Yeah.
100%.
And then I remember it was cool because each cover of the CD was different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you guys get?
I never bought it.
You never bought it?
No.
I got the airplane, and then my friend got the yellow pants.
Oh.
So that was
fancy.
Yeah. It was cool. It was cool to know that, like, we didn't.
Dude, I miss CDs.
So
like,
do I.
When I went to Goodwill, I bought a ton of CDs. And it had like the little, it has the little pamphlet inside for each one.
This is weird that you're saying this.
I bought Avenged.
Yeah, you're like five. What are you talking about?
Shut your mouth.
No, but Deco doesn't like video games or DVDs.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But he wants CDs.
My car has a CD player. Like, might as well use it, you know? No. And I like.
It has Bluetooth.
No, I don't need that.
Oh, my. So now actual, you don't need it? Oh,
nah, come on, dude. Come on. But
you know,
I bought Avenged Sevenfold Nightmare.
Oh snap! Nice.
Oh word!
And man, I saw they had all their lyrics on. It looked really
I missed
tight.
That. Like a lot of albums now that come out don't do that. Like they don't care about the artwork.
Yeah,
no. That used to be a huge thing when albums dropped.
The artwork on the CD itself, like, dude, which comes up to our next album is this artwork for the CD. Was probably my favorite. I need to look at it.
I like this artwork.
It's so cool. It was like bubblegum, right? I think it was like the bubblegum logo.
Like the pink one, right?
Yeah, the pink one. And I want to get the vinyl because they do kind of the same thing.
You're just going to type the name out twice like that?
That's the name of the album. Look at that. Oh, that's the record.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Speaking of like just because the song is important, it's not on these albums, but you should listen to Man Overboard because that's about about the changing of drummers when Travis stepped into the spotlight and is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm. Look at that CD. I like that CD a lot.
I miss the song Carousel. I'm going to listen to that later.
this is the album, right?
What?
Where it just changed like the Jack and Sally thing?
Yeah.
We say like Jack and Sally.
If we want
that song is stupid.
You can always find me.
Halloween or Christmas.
That line's stupid.
Where are you?
Where are
and
you?
I'm so sorry. Hey, that's a good song. I
really like that song.
Another thing about them, nobody was doing melodies like them.
No.
No.
Nobody.
No, definitely
now,
not.
Now all the pop punk bands want to do melodies like they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Don't wait.
Untouchable.
I know. There's...
Bro, this whole album to me.
The bass line in that song is so tight. The doom, doom.
Feeling
doom,
this, doom, doom, obvious. Doom. I miss you.
Yeah. That bass line in there is so tight. The doom, 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 doom.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
That is probably one of the most popular songs on this record.
Yeah.
Itself. It came out in 2003.
I forgot how old I was.
Word.
I lost count.
We're gonna see a huge skip.
I was 11.
You're 11?
You're 11?
I was 11. I was born in 92.
Oh, I was only 13.
This guy showed up again. He says weak.
He's like,
dude, somebody stop this guy.
That's Nick Cannon, bro. That's Nick Cannon. He's trying to beef with Travis Barker now. I can play the drums better than you.
Oh, no, you can't. And then we get a huge gap where some albums that may be unfamiliar to some of us. We get Neighborhoods.
No, this album is fire to me.
Came out in 2011, and I didn't listen to this one.
I liked it. I like this one because Tom, what's his name? Tom DeLonge, the one with the super punk voice.
Yeah.
He shined like crazy on this one. Like his voice, like you can hear his voice getting all deeper and stuff. He's like, oh, you're growing up, bro. But he went off, bro.
Yeah. I think they went completely. This is when they started experimenting with different genres.
Yeah, with the hip hop and stuff.
Yeah. They broke away from the pop punk, which is understandable because around 2011, pop punk was kind of dying at this point.
This is the revival, of course, the Renaissance.
I should say.
This is why I didn't listen to it, because I was like, man, I already had like my pop punk stage, and I know it's Blink-182, and I was like, I'll get around to it eventually, but I have not given it a listen yet.
Yeah. Because I listened to it like years later. Like, I probably listened to this like in 2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they had, of course, Neighborhoods, which is the album that came out in 2011. And then the one that I did get back into Blink-182 for in 2016.
Whoa, actually listen to some of these.
Did I skip something?
I mean, it's not up here, but their EP, Dogs Eat Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
That EP is fire.
Yeah.
With the song with Yellow Wolf and stuff.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That whole EP is hard to me.
That was back with punk rock. That was more punk, right?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like Neighborhoods. Was this before Neighborhoods? No, it was after.
No, it was after.
Oh, okay.
Like, are dogs started... known for eating other dogs? Sorry, now that I'm thinking about that phrase, you know, it's like a dog-eat-dog world.
Yeah.
Dingoes.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Me neither. I just said that.
But, like, how often do you see dogs eat other dogs?
Used to describe a situation in which people will do anything to be successful.
Savagery.
I don't know. Praying mantis is eat more. There it is. I know that's a long word, though.
The original Latin phrase, dogs do not eat dogs, implied that only people driven by survival instincts in extreme circumstances resort to cannibalistic sub-canine behavior. So, yeah.
Oh, the original Latin phrase, dogs do not eat dogs. But, okay, I see.
Yeah, but in extreme circumstances.
Okay. Sorry, the album's called Dogs Eating Dogs, and I was like, is that normal?
What's the song, bro? There's this song, Well, the second song, Dogs Eat Dogs, Travis has this like solo, this drum part, Insanity.
Like, make you want to throw up because it's so good. Oh my gosh, okay.
Would you say that Travis made 90% of that band?
All of that, yes.
Yeah?
What? Who are the other two people? No, I'm just kidding. That's messed
like,
up.
We've
That's
been here up. The whole time. Travis made them better for sure.
Travis, I don't know, something about Travis is tight because he... Did you ever watch their like little reality TV show?
I think so.
I watched a little bit of it.
They were funny.
Yeah, but like Travis is like so into and he loves drumming that there is a doctor and he was like, hey, like, so I've been drumming so long that like I'll get like cuts in my hands, and he was like, I've been super gluing it, is that bad? And oh, you can see like the innocence. Like he's like I don't know what to do, but like I love drumming so much that like I'll do whatever. And the doctor was like, you should not do that anymore. And just the innocence of him being like hey, like I just really like to do this, I don't know what's wrong.
you remember that time when he broke his hand and he still played?
Yeah,
that was insane. Like he broke his arm and was playing all his songs with one hand.
Yeah.
Who else did that?
Nobody, because nobody's Travis.
No, that's not true.
Nobody. Don't look it up. You can't fact check that.
Who's the dude from Foo Fighters?
What?
The dude from Foo Fighters.
Like the actual Dave Grohl?
The singer. Dave Grohl. He broke his leg, but he still went on tour, and he was just sitting on a throne the whole time.
It's not his arm.
Yeah, but he plays guitar.
Okay.
That's not the same. Like, oh, yeah, like anybody.
I did see that. He was just chilling.
Childish Gambino, too.
What? Oh yeah,
Charles Gambino like broke his leg. And
yeah,
still...
but okay,
that's
but,
it.
But these are people. those are things that like you don't need.
That's no, fair. Yeah, drumming yeah. you need,
but
both
drumming
hands.
You like, need two hands.
Especially the way he like. How do you drum roll with one hand? You just
that must hurt a lot.
And then
not when you're Travis.
He started like a whole new band too. Like it was around the time when Plus 44 came out, when his arm was broken.
What's that song by Plus 44 that? Is it a race
car? The super popular one?
Yeah.
Isn't...
Was it a race car?
I think so.
Right? Plus 44 race car? I'm pretty sure that's a song.
Didn't Travis have another band too? Like a few other ones?
Like every band known created.
I think he had like a ska band or something like that.
Travis Barker has been a part of Blink-182, rap rock group called Transplants.
Transplant. Plus Boxcar 44. Racer, Goldfinger. Yeah, this dude.
And Gold, he's in Goldfinger right now?
Bro, all of his bands are tight.
Oh, man.
Like, I feel like everything he touches turns to gold.
Oh, that's, yeah. Oh, man. That's not even, it wasn't Plus 44. It's not, it's Boxcar Racer. They have a song.
Hmm.
Is it There Is?
Goldfinger, on a side note.
Ah, this song is so tight. This song was so tight. I super love this song.
Put it up to the mic so I can hear it. There we go. Perfect.
I forgot that you're wearing headphones, even though I'm looking at you, seeing you wear headphones. It's tight. This song is tight.
Was that Tom?
I think so. Yeah, I think it was him and Tom and some other random. Hmm. That's shady.
Some other random.
Yeah. Some random. And the only person that wasn't there was
Mark.
Yeah, Mark. That's shady.
I mean, Mark started a new band with like the dude from All Time Low.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right.
It's not bad. It's like it threw me off. It's
anybody
not bad,
from Blink-182, they're not gonna make anything.
All Time Low, man.
They reached an All Time Low.
They reached an All Time Low.
Did All Time Low do Check Yes Julia?
No. Yeah.
No, that was We the Kings.
Yeah.
Oh, We the Kings.
The redhead guy.
All Time Low did
Yes,
like
Juliet. Are you with me?
They did
that song super boppy, bro.
Stella. Yeah. They did.
Oh my goodness!
Their whole
they had
Nothing
some,
Personal
they had
album.
Some bangers though.
What's the one that I'm thinking of? It's
they
probably
had some
the
stupid bangers.
It's probably a Nothing Personal. Manage Me. I'm a Mess.
I love that album.
Oh no, Dear Maria, Count Me In.
Oh yeah, I got your picture. I'm coming with you. Dear Maria. Yeah, that's a good song. But this isn't. We should do All Time Low later. But yeah,
That was a crazy tangent. I just realized.
Yeah, we were tangenting hardcore. The next album.
What are we talking about?
Blink 182. Travis Barker, the band.
Yeah, Travis. Yeah.
Not to disrespect everyone else in the band. I apologize. Hey,
Travis is amazing, though.
Hold on. We got to talk about the fact that Tom wasn't here for this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for California.
He left the band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, in my
It hurt,
opinion,
but this band was still, this album was still tight.
It was still a good album. It was way different from everything they've ever done. It was more mature. They kind of got on that, they kind of hopped on that wagon of, all right, well, we got to grow up, like, yeah, sooner or later, you know? And California was really nice. It was very nostalgic in a way of like coming home. It was like coming home.
Nah, I get it because he lives in California.
So I liked it. The record itself, I remember wanting to get this vinyl because it was just a really nice, like, kind of astro purple, kind of like old Game Boy colors.
I remember liking this artwork, this cover art.
Yeah. It was a surprise, nonetheless.
Yeah.
And then the last one that we have of Blink-182, which was 9.
Only like 2 songs on it, or 3. Yeah.
I actually listened to this whole
album.
Maybe
4.
And I don't remember what I listened to.
I liked Heaven, Dark Side, Blame It On My Youth, and I think Black Rain. I don't know for sure.
I remember listening to Happy Days when they dropped it and being like, no thanks.
Oh yeah, I listened to Happy Days, but I listened to this whole album and I don't remember anything.
No, yeah, I had to listen to this a bunch of times. Yeah. To like, for something to click.
It
was weird because like, they sound grown up, but Mark's lyrics were childish.
There's too many conflicting like creative ideas.
It's like
here.
The instrumentation grew up, yeah, but like the lyrics went back to like when Blink first came out.
I felt like when California came out, it didn't do well when it comes to like other people's opinions, and so I felt maybe they wanted to go back to like their previous, probably like Enema of the State. Or they wanted to go back to their self-titled album.
Yeah, but you can't do that without...
Yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah. And so they tried something different. It didn't go as planned. And
this was different.
It was super different. It was very poppy. It's super... It's the most pop they've gotten into. And it didn't really have a lot of punk in it anymore. It was super different. And it was a letdown. and I really hope that maybe something will change. I would like them. I mean, hey, I was happy with California. I would like if they go back to that kind of formula.
Yeah.
You know, like Nine just wasn't that memorable for me.
It's not even their ninth album.
Yeah. What is with that?
It's like their eighth or seventh or something like that. Don't play with me.
I don't know.
What's wrong with you?
They had they have an album that's not up there. It's "End of the State Strikes Back."
Well, wasn't that just like a deluxe? Wasn't that just like an extension of it?
I don't know. Maybe
like bonus tracks or something.
Yeah, bonus, or maybe even live, because I know that live was a big trend, like doing live tracks in your albums. Like that started getting bigger. Enema of the State Strikes Back is probably a compilation.
Mark Hoppus.
Oh, their greatest hits.
Stop singing artists. What?
Live. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was its own album.
So let's count.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Wait.
Sorry. LPs. Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait.
2, 4.
7.
Six, eight.
7. And then the LP, Dogs Eating Dogs. Enema of State Strikes Back.
That's an EP.
This is 8. This is 8 right here.
Yeah.
But wasn't one of these put out like an EP?
Well, these are.
Wasn't Cheshire Cat an EP?
It says it's an LP.
So maybe Enema of the State Strikes Back.
These are their EPs right here. What is this? I don't even want to know.
Yeah, honestly. It looks terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't look so good. I really wish I hated you. Oh, no. Oh, no, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Blink-182, I mean, as of now, I think they're done. In a
Whoa.
Sense, I just think, you know, hey, wrap it up.
Whoa.
They had their, what,
you play the,
it's been
you
20
play the
years?
Grammys, the Grammys music box from Dave Chappelle. Wrap it up, bro.
I just feel like they had a good run. They've had some amazing albums in the past. They've had some memorable songs that will always be just fantastic. They'll always be songs that people know. I mean, hey, we might get another album and they might mix things up.
I feel like they're one of those bands that like reached as high as you can get.
Yeah.
For a band, mm-hmm. but they're still trying to like continue on the legacy of Blink-182 when they don't need to, honestly. Yeah.
100%. And so Travis Barker is not part of it anymore, right? Or is he still part of it?
No, he still is.
Oh. Well, when he leaves, it's over. I guess.
Wow.
Well, yeah. That's the band. He's the band.
Yeah, that's 100%. But hey, at the end of the day, Blink-182 made some dope tracks.
Yeah.
They were great.
I mean, albums. Let me see. Go down real quick. 1, 2, 3. I mean, they gave us 4 bangers out of 8. Even though I like this one. I wouldn't call it a banger, but
it
California,
was
Blink-182. Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, Enema of the State, Fuego.
If there,
yeah, I agree.
If there is a record that, let's say someone who hasn't listened to Blink-182, because lo and behold, we do have younger listeners.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, excuse me. Younger than me.
He's like 5.
Wait, like what's, what's the age difference between you two?
He's like one of those baby geniuses.
It's 3 years, I think.
When were you born?
96, dog.
Don't play with me. It's 4.
That ain't even a lot.
That's a lot.
Oh, you guys, Lord.
You guys still would have went up to high school together.
We would have been in the distance.
Oh, I would have seen you with your little emo hair.
We don't talk about that.
We would have been in high school. We definitely weren't in high school.
Yeah, we definitely weren't in high school.
I would have been out of high school for 2 years before you entered.
You're a year older than me?
No, 2 years.
You were born in 90?
Yeah.
There you go. 100%. I was going to say something and I completely forgot.
Oh, younger audience.
Oh,
like what would we,
for the younger people, what would you recommend to be the album they should listen to if they want to experience Blink-182 for the first time?
Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
I think
if you're going to, if you want the full essence, is Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, and then you can delve backwards a little bit.
I think
I don't know, bro. I think Blink-182.
You think Blink-182, really?
Yeah.
I think it's friendlier towards a lot of people because it was mainstream.
I think Take Off Your Pants and Jacket was like, that's us.
But
that's what I'm saying. If they're trying to capture the essence of like Blink-182.
I think
because that's when like American Pie and stuff was coming out, bro. Like that's
I think
they won't get it.
The problem with the
they get drugs.
The problem with the self-titled album is
with all the rappers.
The problem with the self-titled album is it's kind of like a misdirect, because they should probably listen to "Take Off Your Pants and Jacket" or "Enema of the State" before they listen to the self-titled. Because the self-titled is more poppy and it's more
experimental.
That's what I'm saying.
But I feel like, as a whole, I think it has more, like, upbeat bangers, like back to back to back.
That'll keep them. No, they have. There's some great ones. And take off your pants.
Click on it real quick.
Oh, yours.
Mine.
Self-titled. Here. Boom.
Like
the very first song is gonna be hard to get into.
Feeling this. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's there's like it's weird. Yeah, but the melody is weird at first.
How about we do a playlist of our favorite songs from them, and mix mash it up.
Okely dokely.
In mashed potatoes style.
Okay. But I still think
take your pants off.
And I still think take off your pants and jackets, not because that like people won't get it, because that's not the point. Mm-hmm. If they're gonna get it, the point is like
if they want
Blink-182, yeah,
prime Blink.
I think you should start with Enema of the State.
That's what I'm saying.
I think you should start with Enema of the State.
See, that's the one that I'm curious about. That's the one I might flip to. I mean
personally for me. On this,
what the fuck, Frank Ocean? Sorry, I don't know what you did.
I just enhance.
Oh, I forgot about the party song.
Yeah, it has all the small things. The party song, Adam's song, "Don't Leave Me."
Like, see, for me, this one, there's only like four songs that are just like I feel like what you can get what Blink 182 is.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I chose "Take Off Your Pants and Weed."
What's My Age Again? All the small things. And Mutt are like the one. Well, I mean Anthem.
Anthem, but Anthem Part 2 is better.
Yeah.
So much
Travis
better.
Went crazy.
So yeah, start with any of the ones in between.
You can listen to whatever you want to.
Yeah, listen to whatever you want to. Don't listen to us. We're dumb.
Whoa. Just don't start with Cheshire Cat. Whoa.
Listen to anything from 1999 to 2003.
Actually, you know what? All of our opinions is correct because Enema of the State, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, Blink 182 were all like their super prime songs.
Yeah, that's them.
There's like slight differences in each one, but these three are the main Blink 182. Mm-hmm. This is
staples.
A Blink 182.
These are staples.
Yeah, exactly.
And, staple Blink 182.
And then if you stick by it and you become a big fan, you should probably listen to California.
Yeah. No, and Dude Ranch. And Dude Ranch.
Probably. What? You better.
Dude Ranch for Origins and then Neighbors in California for more progression of Blink
182. 100%. Agreed?
Don't listen to the first or last album.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we'll do a playlist of our favorite songs and just mix it together, and it'll pair with this episode.
We're just gonna give you the greatest hits.
Dude, yeah, pretty much. We should just. I'll just copy and paste the greatest hits album then.
Don't do that.
Okay, that's fair. But so that was a B-side of Blink 182, one of the most influential pop punk bands to ever come out and to kind of form the world around them to most of the pop punk bands that we know today.
We have Blink 182, we wouldn't have Set Your Goals, we wouldn't have Title Fight, we wouldn't have
All Time Low.
Are they pop punk?
Yeah,
100%. We wouldn't have All Time Low. We wouldn't have
We the Kings.
They're
We the
like,
Kings could have done without
mad,
it.
They're mad Disney.
They're mad Disney. They're too poppy.
Disney vibes, bro.
We wouldn't have All Time Low. We wouldn't have Boys Love Girls. That's the one. We wouldn't have Hawthorne. We would have. Never mind.
Whoa,
I take that
whoa,
back.
Buddy,
my
whoa.
Bad. Yeah, I almost said it.
Oh my god. We wouldn't have Avenged Sevenfold.
We wouldn't have Avenged Sevenfold.
We wouldn't have Slayer.
We wouldn't have Led Zeppelin without Blink 182.
We're just going to go off crazy tangents. We wouldn't have Joyner Lucas. We wouldn't
have Lil Wayne wouldn't know what to do.
He doesn't know what skinny is.
He wouldn't have got tattoos if it wasn't for Travis Barker.
Loki?
He wouldn't have made
neck tattoos, man.
What's that album?
Amelie wouldn't have came out if it wasn't for Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Off tops. For Anthem
like
Part
2. Everybody knows that.
Part 2.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Lil Wayne wouldn't have made
Oh, that rock album?
The rock album. He wouldn't have made that rock album without Blink-182 and completely bomb. Except for it's like two songs. I like two songs from it. Well, this I like
was
this
it
album.
Prom? Prom Queen?
Prom Queen's cool.
Yeah.
That song was weird.
I like Prom Queen.
That song threw me
off. It's weird, but I like singing it. I like screaming it.
Yeah. 100%. Hold on.
Okay, wait, no. End this episode. We're not doing this.
I'm not a human being.
No, that's not the album.
This one, Rebirth.
It's Rebirth, yeah.
Yeah, it had Prom Queen.
That's it.
It had On Fire.
I don't even know what that is.
And Knockout.
Knockout.
Ooh. We wouldn't have that without Blink-182. Anyways. All
right.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for joining me. I hope you guys enjoyed this little reminiscing of Blink-182 and all their full discography, kind of going through the different experiments they went through, their different genres, and our favorite songs. And there'll be a playlist that you can listen to. Shout out to the Working On It Network, the EZXP podcast for gaming, the Bonus Commentary podcast for in-depth music conversation, the Chit Show podcast for all general talk and what is that thing called when it's really popular? General talk and pop culture.
Yeah.
Wherever you're listening to us, you can listen to all the other podcasts on the same platform.
Sure.
Make sure to like and follow, and make sure you share this podcast so you know when we post. And we'll have all our links to our Instagram so you can ask us questions. You can follow us on Instagram on Untitled Mixtape Podcast. And whatever you want us to talk about. If you want us to talk about another artist, let us know.
If you want us to talk about you,
let us know.
Yeah.
Of course,
follow me, Drew.
As always, thank you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Peace. Where?
Here.
Yeah.